Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsworth, dictating an endoscopy report on patient Catherine Persaud. Date of birth is 7/23/1968. Date of procedure March 19, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldsworth. Referring physicians, Dr. Nancy Lim. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare palpectomy, cold biopsy. Indication is heartburn, comma, bright red blood per rectum, comma, changing bowel habits with constipation, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, maternal grandma with history of stomach cancer. Description of procedure form, consent was obtained, period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as the blood that's in well according to the patient, period. The patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in the fetal position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitored anesthesia care period. A well-lubricated lumbus radiogastroscope was introduced into the esophagus. And advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach G junction, and esophagus period. Electroflex was obtained at the cardioperitoneal resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. Patient was then turned around in the lateral position period. The direct examination period, a well-lubricated lumbus radiogastroscope was introduced into the rectum. And advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal or physiological valve and confluence of the pulse period. Careful examination of the cecum. A cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic fracture, transit colon, spinal fracture, descending colon, second colon, the rectum period, retroflex was obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 7-2-3-2, comma, the prep. The patient had a procedure well without any complications findings. At upper endoscopy, next line, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 37 centimeters from the pipe block. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Comma, biopsies were obtained in the anterior body separately for histology. Next line, there was a patchulous pylorus. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal erythema. Comma, biopsies were obtained for evaluation and to rule out celiac disease. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to Z2 portion. Next line, that colonoscopy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp from a cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were two hepatic flexure sessile polyps ranging in size from 68 millimeters from a cold snare polypectomy. Next line, on retroflexion, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted. On retroflexion, there were non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of a an area of abnormal mucosa in the rectoanal junction / canal. That was biopsied for histology and further evaluation. Next line, plan follow biopsy pathology. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending findings of the abnormal mucosa noted at the anorectal junction, comma. If this area turns out to be a polyp, would recommend repeat, would recommend flexible sigmoidoscopy. With hot snare polypectomy, we'll need flexible sigmoidoscopy, comma. If this is AIN, we'll need referral to colorectal surgery. Okay. trauma if pathology is unrevealing, would recommend endoscopic ultrasound for further evaluation. Next line. Follow-up in offices previously scheduled.